Welcome to the Action Playbook. I'm Jason Fox.
And I'm Coach Robin.
And we're helping leaders take action in life and business. Okay, and opening with that, welcome to episode 24. Six keys. Not the keys that get you into your office. I think there's about six keys in my office keys to get me up here. But we're going to tie this into business somehow. How are we going to do so, Robin?
Yeah. I was just thinking, it could be the keys, could be the six keys to get you into your office. Like, certainly could be the six keys that can keep you out of your office. Six keys to a winning team is the topic for today. And I'm really excited because it's one of my favorite topics, actually. I think the first thing, Jason, the first thing is we need to acknowledge that we can't do it all ourselves, right?
Gotcha.
It's a tough thing, right? We need a team. Even if the team is a virtual assistant, or maybe it's your suppliers that you fall back on as part of your team. You know, they're there to make you look good, right? But either which way, if we can just acknowledge to ourselves as business owners or as leaders that we can't do it all ourselves and we need a team around us,
yeah,
then this is going to be really powerful stuff.
Gotcha. Yeah. Even if you're self-employed, even if you're a coder, you're probably using someone else's software to be able to do said coding. You probably didn't create the software to do the coding, to put it on a certain platform. There's always someone around you
that you need to fall back on, or correct, somebody you can reach out to when you need to, yeah, you know. And I think that's really important. Even as a solo entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Solo entrepreneur, you're still part of a team.
Sure.
All right, so there are six keys to a winning team.
South African, he's got six fingers per hand.
12 toes. Six keys to a winning team, right? And the first one is strong leadership. Two words, strong leadership. Mm. So, you'll note that it doesn't say strong management.
Okay.
Do you know the difference between leadership and management? Do you understand the difference?
Not anyone can manage, but people can manage. They're following a set of rules and being often assertive or direct to those people to ensure that they comply with the rules, rather than a leader who brings people along for the journey towards the vision and the goals.
Correct, yeah. The way I always explain it is manager has an important role and the leader has an important role, but manager is about the task and the leader is about the people.
Yep.
So a big clue about creating a winning team is that word leadership, because it's enrolling and inspiring people to achieve the results. But then there's the other word, strong, and that's not there by accident.
So you got to do the reps. Yeah. Hit the gym, the leadership gym.
Strong leadership is about being consistent. It's about the three Fs. Can you remember the three Fs? The three Fs that leads to strong leadership.
The fast, freaky fox? no, I can't remember.
I'm going to rewrite that one. I normally say firm, fair, and fun.
Okay.
Could go with that one, Foxy. Yeah, so strong leadership is about the three Fs,
gotcha:
firm, fair, and fun.
We just talked about this in our last meeting.
The last growth club.
Yes, we did.
That's right. With our very good friend Hamish, Hamish Carney. And so the first key is that. It's strong leadership. It's about being firm, fair, and fun, because nobody wants to come to a workplace that isn't fun, right?
Correct.
Spend a lot of waking hours in that place. And then, of course, it's about enrolling and inspiring your team to achieving the results, rather than telling them, get them to buy in to the why. Mm. And that's pretty much the definition of strong leadership.
Yeah, and on those triple Fs, you started with fun, right? Allow your team to have a little bit of fun. Go out there, enjoy yourselves. You've made a mistake. I'm going to be fair with you. You're not going to make that mistake again. No, cool. That's great. Hey, it's time to get firm with you. You've made the mistake three times this week. We've talked about this. What are we going to do to ensure this doesn't happen again? So lead with enjoyment in the business, have some fun, but understand when it's time to be fair too for the betterment of your business and the people around those people.
Yeah. We're going to touch on that in one of the other keys as well.
Okay.
So let's talk about...
Sorry for speeding ahead.
It's all right. That's all right. You're teeing it up very well.
You just tell me what it's called and I sit down and blab.
All right, so the second key is a common goal.
Gotcha.
In podcast 22, we spoke about the... Sorry, 21. We spoke about...
I don't know, a podcast. Go back, listen to them all.
Yeah, a previous podcast. We spoke about a shared reality, right?
Sure.
So that is what a common goal is. It's when people understand the why behind it. But also so that they know what the goal is, they know what to aim for, they know where they're going to and what's in it for them, right? And so by answering the why, by explaining to people why it's important, that it's not just a number pulled out of a hat or as a target, for example, or something that needs to be achieved because it's nice to have. As soon as people understand the why, they're far more likely... When that buy-in happens, they're far more likely to achieve that. Mm-hmm. So the second key to a highly successful winning team is create a common goal, a shared reality for the team to work towards. Number three.
Oh, action.
That's it.
Robin really wants me to say action more, guys. Sorry. I've been letting you all down. I'm not dropping the action bomb too often. So
the A-bomb.
Time for some action plans, guys.
Action plans, yeah. You know, success doesn't just happen by accident. Success is intentional. Success is an intentionality means by design, and by design means by planning.
Sure.
And so make sure that you have an action plan about how you can achieve the common goal that you've now shared with the team.
If I don't know where to start, who would I contact to find out where to get an action plan?
As it turns out, I know a few people that I could recommend. I'm really excited because our next action membership is going to be all about doing those action plans, those 90-day action plans.
So if you know me and I'm lagging behind, it's because I'm away for the next one and I won't be there, so I won't be taking as much action as the people that can make it.
And you've been so excited. You've been so excited about getting a plan put together.
I'm like, let's do this. Let's get it done. Rob's like, I know. I'll do it when Jason's away. Sucker.
As I said, by design. number four. Support risk taking, and this is where you teed this up really well, right? So support risk taking is where you can. An environment, you're creating an environment where people can make mistakes. We all learn by making mistakes. So expecting perfection every time, or expecting a zero tolerance for mistakes, is setting yourself up to fail.
Sure.
It is how we learn, and it's how we've always learned. You know, I think I might have used this example before, but no Olympic gold medalist pole vaulter breaks the world record on their first jump. Mm. There's a few broken bones and a few broken poles that comes along in that journey to achieving that great result. And so the same applies to us in our business and with our teams. And if we don't allow that to happen, then all that's going to happen is people are just going to be too scared to use initiative.
Great. And this is what comes back to episode...
Previous podcast,
yeah, which is pretty much the next rule we're going to go into, which which I just saw when I looked up at the board, which is rules of the game. Because to allow and support that risk-taking, obviously, your staff need to know what are the boundaries that they can play within. So that probably segues into this. So
carry on, you're doing a great job.
So as far as the rules of the game, sorry, I thought Robin might want to take over. Rules of the game, if we go back to it, you should listen to the full podcast. However, think of soccer. There's X amount of players on both sides of the field. They understand if the ball goes out of the white lines, then the opposite team gets it and they get to do a free throw back in. You understand that if a ball goes past the goalie and into the goal, that's 1 point per team, and that's how it is scored. Everyone on the field understands those basic rules. Yes, there's a referee in there for foul play if someone kicks him, or there's a Hollywood that's happening on the ground, but ultimately all those players can go out there and do their job without having to be led or have a to-do list. They know what their job is when they step onto the field. And that's the supporting of the risk-taking, is allowing your team to know what the boundaries are they're allowed to play in. It might be that you're a manager and your time's valuable, and if it's not going to cost your business $100 and there's a disgruntled staff, that you give your staff full rein to just resolve it. Maybe it's a credit the part, or give them a free round of beer or something because the meal came out cold. Like, discount the meal back off, whatever it may be. Allowing them that freedom obviously frees you up to run your business, but it also gives them some ownership within the business and some confidence that they belong.
And that's very well said. That's exactly right. And the only thing I would add to that is, you know, the game is played within the boundaries of the white lines, right?
Yeah, sure.
But everyone plays to the same rules, but each team comes with their own strategy, and that's the action plan is the strategy that the teams, how they're going to outplay each other. And it actually just reminded me that I've got a bonus key.
Ooh.
To a winning team.
I'd love a bonus.
Yeah. But I'll get to that. I'll drop it now. So this is actually the seventh key, is have a scoreboard.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. Imagine going to the stadium, Springboks, the All Blacks playing rugby. Massive game, right? You know, it's going to be tough. It's going to be hard-hitting and everything else. But imagine going to the stadium, sitting in the stands, and there's no scoreboard on the field, and you're going to try and keep track of the score.
I know exactly what it's like because they do that in our kids' rugby. I'm like, where are we sitting? Looks like that team's got about 14 tries, and this one's got about 3, but how much are we getting our teeth kicked in right now? Okay, it's probably why they don't put it up there. It's too painful to watch, but but it is frustrating. You're like, oh, I think we're about here. And even the kids don't know if they've won or how close it is sometimes.
Yeah.
And actually, I think that's good for the opposing team too. Like, oh, actually, we're only 5 points away. If we just push a little bit harder for that try, we can close this gap up.
Yeah.
It's nice to know where you're at.
It's nice for everyone to know where they're at. You know, not just the players on the field, but also the people that are watching from the sidelines.
Absolutely, yeah.
We've
got one in our office in Hamilton at Quantum. Every week it's updated. Amount of deals done, volume, total volume. Whether it be net amount financed or risk insurance, you know, they've all got their own metrics that they stick to. But, each department is competing against each other too.
So, yeah.
Well, who's done the most deals or made the most money this week? And for the people that are walking around that office, that's a real pride thing to puff their chest out and go, yeah, I'm top this week.
Yeah.
Same with Anna, my wife, you know.
Yeah.
She's consistently top three in her business out of pushing 40 advisors. And she, you know, she's not one or two. She's like devastated.
Has she been not one or two
each week? Like if she's on holiday or something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like she'll go on holiday and still be second, like have a few days off but she's consistent. Like she's miles ahead. Number one advisor for the year. She's 130 KiwiSavers ahead of second place. That's a lot of weeks catch up.
We, in my business, we had six branches. We had a TV in each branch, and we had a business intelligence tool, a BI tool, that pulled data and onto a dashboard, which we displayed on all the TVs. It was updated every hour, so on an hourly basis. And it was so funny, especially salespeople. You can see them going. It was like every hour on the hour, and like,
how are we looking?
Five to ten. You see the salespeople start congregating around the TV.
It's like the stock exchange. Buy, 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 buy. Sell, sell, sell.
It's That's exactly what it was like. It was like, oh shit, we need more. We need to sell more laptops. All right, hit the phones. Let's go. It was exactly like that. But it was really funny to watch. And that was so the power of that scoreboard that we put up really drove the behavior of the team on an hourly basis, an hour to hour basis. It really was a phenomenal tool for the business.
And a fast moving business that has multiple transactions a day, that's a great way to keep people engaged, right? I mean, in our business, if you do a few deals a week, you're doing pretty good. So your hourly doesn't really matter so much. But in that kind of business, you're keeping that engagement throughout the day. All of a sudden, it's, oh, what? They got another one? Oh, I can get two more before they close the business. And you're pushing that rather than, oh, well, I've done my quota for the day. I'm going to ease off now, put my feet on the desk and pull back.
Yeah, we used to celebrate hard, right? When we achieved something, there was always rewards. You know, and a reward doesn't have to be a financial reward. You know, it could be, you know, a dinner out or movie tickets for everyone or something simple.
Yeah,
something inexpensive, but just celebrating the win.
Finishing early on a Friday. Or
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I used to do, if we had a good week, I would make cocktails in our bar. We had a Friday bar open. So you'd
poison your stuff.
And it got pretty poisonous. I won't lie. But yeah, we've got the bell, right? And so when we have a win, we ring the bell.
Yeah, crush it, Bill.
It's just about getting those juices flowing for celebrating wins.
Yep. So you can tell we're pretty passionate about this bonus rule because we've talked about it more than the other rules.
Scoreboard. Number six is 100% inclusion, 100% involvement.
Sure.
And so subtle difference, it seems, but actually it's a massive difference. And so the 100% inclusion is part of being a strong leader is to bring everybody into adding their 10 cents.
We're on the dollar over here, brother.
10 cents. Adding their 10 cents to the plan, to the strategy, to the results, having that inclusion. And remember, I mean, these are people that do it every day. I might be a leader who manages the team who used to do that. Things change. And so here you've got people on the cold face of your business. They probably know more about what needs to be done to achieve great results than you do.
Correct.
And so that's the beauty of the inclusion. But then another part, and this is the responsibility of a leader, is to create a safe environment. So it almost ties back to that support risk-taking, a safe environment where people feel their ideas can be shared, their contributions will be acknowledged, and that there's no retribution or judgment for anything that they might say. So the trick there is how do you create the environment where you can offer the inclusion, but strong leadership will result in them actually getting involved. So it's 100% inclusion, but they still need to give 100% involvement too.
Yep.
And that's your responsibility as a leader, as a strong leader in the business. That's your responsibility to create the right environment for that.
Yeah, the involvement thing's an important one. And going back to what you just said as well, I know my mates like James from Digital Simple and stuff, obviously they've got standard operating procedures, but those standard operating procedures are an ever-evolving procedure. It's... I might have been fantastic at sales, but I actually haven't been in that role for the last 4 years. So you guys, there's 10 of you, and each of you are putting in 40 hours a week. That's 400 hours a week of real life experience in that role. I'm open to suggestions. So their books are like open workbooks. So they can go in there and go, hey, this is what we're looking at. And then it can be looked at from maybe a management level and go, that's fantastic. We do need to amend that.
Yeah.
Allowing your team to come to you with the freedom to say, hey, boss, I think we can do this better.
So that principle of Kaizen, right, where it's constant improvement for your business. So just to wrap up quickly, I just want to run through those keys again. So it's the strong leadership, it's the common goal, it's an action plan, support risk-taking, rules of the game, 100% inclusion, 100% involvement, and then there was a bonus key, Jason.
The scoreboard.
The scoreboard.
Which we threw in before step six, but we're just too excited about it.
All right, so.
Get out there and take action.
Boom. I thought we'd wrap up quickly before it starts off chipping again.